Praise the Lord. If you brought your Bibles, you can open up to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. The youngest drummer in the Civil War was 9 years of age. Fellow named John Clem, the youngest soldier to become a non-commissioned officer in the U.S. Army. A little tiny kid. As one man said, you'd look at this young boy and you'd think you were on the battlefield, the bombs going off, bullets flying, beating the drum to make sure that the regiments were going where the general wanted them to go. It's a huge role to play. The youngest drummer in the Civil War was 9. When I heard of this young lad, I was amazed and I was blessed. I felt stirred in my spirit. To the parents today, your children are never too young to get onto the battlefield. Sometimes we look at our kids and we think, well, what can they do when they're small? My child's only 9 years of age, 8 years of age, 7 years of age, 11 years of age. All they're just teenagers, and those years go by. Maybe they'll get their head on straight one day. Your children are never too young. See the battlefield. To the children, you're never too young to get onto the battlefield. I don't care what your parents tell you or what others are telling you. The truth is that you're never too young to get onto the battlefield. God has commissioned you and called you to step on, to play a part, a vital part. To the new convert, you're never too young to get onto the battlefield. To the 9-year-old convert, it's time you got onto the battlefield. I couldn't get this young boy's act out of my head. They're on the battlefield beating a drum. Bombs going off, bullets flying, beating a drum to make sure that the regiments were going where the general wanted them to go. This speaks volumes. If you were a drummer, the drum was a part of what defined you on the battlefield, and you would hang on to that drum for a lifetime. 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, they read, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangled in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." The Amplified Bible reads, "So you, my son, be strong, strengthened inwardly in the grace, spiritual blessing that is to be found only in Christ Jesus. And the instructions which you have heard from me along with many witnesses, transmit and entrust as a deposit to reliable and faithful men who will be competent and qualified to teach others also. Take with me your share of the hardships and suffering which you are called to endure as a good first-class soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him." You know, we are in the Lord's army. We are the Lord's army. We've enlisted, we've been called, we've been chosen. The Lord has set us apart. There's a difference on us, a mark on our lives. Called by his name. Soldiers of the cross, soldiers of the lion, soldiers of the lamb, soldiers of Christ. Called to make a difference, called to do life differently, to live differently, to act differently, to go about our day in a new way. With this mindset, with this heart beating in our chest, we're commissioned by the King, called by the King. The words of an old song, "We're the soldiers of the Lion, we're the army of the light, the unstoppable battalion that drives away the night. And the Lion is our standard, and we know we cannot die, because the mighty name of Jesus is our sovereign battle cry." The Lion is our standard. We can just take that and run with it. In the name of Jesus, that mighty name is our sovereign battle cry. We are soldiers of the cross. We're soldiers of the light. We are called. We've been chosen by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I just want to announce to everybody here this morning, maybe you didn't know it, maybe you came in here disillusioned or disheartened, but you need to know that you are chosen by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that God has chosen you. And He's sending us out onto the battlefield. We are called and we're commissioned. He's sending us out. We each have our sphere of influence. We have our domain. We have the reality of what we have. As we leave this place, as we go about our days and our weeks and our months and our years, as we live out life, we have our place. Our place on this battlefield, in this civil war. Our text, the New King James Version, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangled in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." Now we know that we are called to put on the full armor of God and to step onto the battlefield with the sword drawn, that we're ready, that we're active, that we're fighting the good fight of faith, that we spend our all fighting this good fight of faith. But this young man, beating a drum, there's something about the drum. There's something about the beat of a drum. The beating of a drum. A young lad carrying responsibility, a young lad, a young man guiding regiments with the beat, the sound of his drum. I'm sure there was fear, but boldness also. I'm sure there were nerves, but peace there too. I mean, what kind of a weapon is a drum? What kind of an offense is a drum? What kind of a defense is a drum? You see, the battlefield needs the sound of the drum. This drum was used to place and position regiments where the general needed them. We need the sound of the drum on the battlefield today. We need that sound. Get people to where they need to be, to see them rise and position where the general needs them. This drum beat with purpose. This drum beat with authority. This drum kept time and instilled courage and awakened bravery. This drum represented and embodied the homeland, the sound of a country, the heartbeat. The truth today, there are troops on the battlefield that need to hear the sound of a drum. There are regiments on the battlefield that need to be awakened by the sound of a drum. There are couples. There are Christian workers. There are churches. There are homes. There are Christian businesses, there are Christian projects that need to hear the sound of a drum. They need to feel the heartbeat of the homeland and need to hear the sound of the homeland, that its sound would instill courage to see them rise and to see them press on, that the bravery would awaken once again. Have we come today needing to hear the sound of a drum of our homeland, of our country? Are we discouraged this morning? Are we disheartened? Bewildered? Are we lost? Are we weak in faith? Are we low in spirit? Maybe you came this morning, you just needed to hear somebody else sing. You showed up early to the prayer room, you just needed to hear somebody else pray. Are we here this morning needing to hear the sound of a drum? That old song. We move against the forces of the father of all lies, and the enemy is forced to flee before our very eyes. For no demon can resist us or begin to stand against an army fully armored. No, hell has no defense. So look out, powers of darkness. Your hour has finally come. Our commander's name is Jesus, and we've got you on the run. And we'll charge you and we'll rout you with the Spirit's mighty sword. You've had this planet long enough. You know you're not our Lord. So get back to utter darkness and you leave the saints alone. Your weapons cannot prosper. We're commissioned by the throne. It's the sound of the drum. It's the sound of the drum, and we all need it at times. If we're honest here, every single one of us, we need to hear the sound of the drum. There are times when we're on the battlefield and we're disheartened, we're discouraged, we don't know where to go, we're lost, we feel helpless, our prayers aren't seemingly answered the way we think they should be answered, but God's working it out. And we need somebody to come along, and we need to hear their prayers, and we need to hear their praise. We need to hear the sound of the drum, that we would rise and be awakened and press on. Hear the sound of the homeland. That's a good reason not to miss church. Go too long and you don't hear the beat of the drum, and pretty soon you are lost. You don't know where you're at. You don't feel anything anymore. You come in and you don't feel the presence. You open your Bible and it's just printing on a page. Turn on worship music and you just don't feel it. Gather around believers, their faith seems so strong and yours seems so weak. Stay in close. Continue to hear the beat of the drum. Don't tune it out. There are people that need to hear the sound of a drum. Would you take up a drum? Would we take up a drum? Would you play that drum? Would you beat that drum? Would we play that drum? You see, it's a vulnerable post. Some might yell, stop. It may fall on deaf ears. We might get wounded as we keep time with heaven. But some will hear, and some will rise. When they hear the sound of the drum, they will awaken and cry. Like Psalm 42, verse 11 reads, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 3, verse 3, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, the glory and the one who lifts up my head. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Isaiah 14, verse 27, for the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? And the message reads, God of the angel armies has planned it. Who could ever cancel such plans? He is the hand that's reached out. Who could brush it aside? We're never too old, never too young to pick up a drum, to play the drum on the battlefield. Some are wounded. You know, the sound of the drum can heal wounds. Some are weary. The sound of the drum can revive the worn out. Some are lost, don't know where to go. The sound of the drum positions regiments. Regiments, that's an army unit. Could it be couples? It could be marriages, families, groups, ministries, teams, and on and on. The sound of the drum positioning them where the general needs them and wants them. If you're wounded, as the line goes, don't shoot the wounded. Someday you might be one. We aren't here to take you out. We're here to play a drum that you might awaken at the rhythm of the homeland. If you're wounded here this morning, we've come to worship that you might awaken. We've come to pray that you might hear the drum beating and rise. That you might hear the sound of the country from where you've come. If you're a sinner in the house this morning, you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we're here, we're playing the drum. That you might hear the sound in the sound. That you might be awakened. You might rise and press on. Give your heart to Jesus. The parents this morning, pick up a drum. Pick up a drum. You know what your home needs? Your home needs the sound of the drum. Kids go through a lot of things, don't they? Come on, you remember when you were young? All the years, the stages. What do they need to hear? The sound of the homeland. They need to hear the sound of heaven. They need to feel it in the house. What drum is beating in your house? To the children, pick up a drum. To the new convert, pick up a drum. To the 9-year-old convert, pick up and play that drum. Step onto the battlefield and see dreams and visions and homes and relationships and friends and coworkers awakened. We know that the lost need us to take up a drum. And we play it out there. And we play it in here. That they might hear the sound of the homeland, that they might be stirred, that something would get a hold of their heart. That at its sound, they might just remember from where they came and to whom they rightfully belong. We are called to this post, a drummer in this civil war. As we exit this place, we're playing a drum on the battlefield. I know we're clothed in the armor of God and we're fighting the good fight of faith and we're concerned about our own walk with the Lord, but are we concerned about others? Are we so self-focused? We're just trying to make it through this life? Listen, you are an overcomer. You're victorious in Christ Jesus. And the world needs to hear that we've got that, that we're full of that, that it's driving us. And though we might have rough times and hard times, our ear is tuned to the sound of the drum, and we will rise and we will be awakened when we hit rock bottom, or when we're struggling, or when we're lost. But the more times than not in this life, we're out there and we're beating the drum, that the world would be awakened as well. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, but so too the world. And maybe you're saying, I don't know if I'm called to that. Well, we understand that we're all called to reach the lost. But I want to share a quote with us this morning. Not called, did you say? Not heard the call, I think you should say. Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. And then look Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstance in the march to publish his mercy to the world. The words of the great William Booth. 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 4, the King James Version. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I want to encourage us today, every single one of us, don't get so entangled with the affairs of this life that you can't please him who hath chosen you to be a soldier. You see, the enemy would have us get so entangled with the things of life that we can barely make it by, that we don't live victorious, that we don't live as overcomers. We're struggling. We're so focused on ourselves. The world needs strong saints. It doesn't mean we don't face things. It doesn't mean we don't go through things. But we've got God on our side, and we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us. We've got the power of Jesus Christ alive in us. We've got the answer. We've got the book. We've got prayers. We've got worship. We have brothers and sisters. We have a community. We have a church. You see, they got nothing. You want to hear the sound of a drum? You're discouraged, disheartened? Get into church. If it's a bad attitude, check it at the coat rack. Step inside here and listen to the sound of the drum and let it revive you and awaken you. Have a bad Monday, roll into Tuesday, ain't so hot. Show up at Christ City Prayer. Listen to the beat of the drum. You come in here, you don't even know what to pray. Just sit down and listen to others intercede. If you're broken and humble, contrite before the Lord, you're going to rise, be awakened. Going to leave that place and press on. A drummer isn't a soldier. Well, there are times we are holding a sword and there are times we need to play a drum. The truth is we can do this simultaneously. But there are times we do need to play a drum. The battlefield needs to hear the sound of the drum. Maybe you're here today and you've let down your drum. The care and concern and heart for others has grown cold. The care and concern even for brothers and sisters in Christ has grown cold. They can take care of themselves. They need to get their act together. Might be true. But we need to care for each other. You know, when we come in here, And we pray. We pray because he's God. We bless his name and we call on him because we know his promise is true. I've heard some say, well, if I don't feel like it, then it's not real. I'm not sure I believe that doctrine. When I come in and worship, if I don't really feel it, forget that. Spirit, soul, body. We tap into that and we begin to worship and lift up Jesus. You know, you don't know how much other people need to hear your praise, your prayers and your encouragement and your good confession of faith. Encouraging words, just good to see you, brother. Good to see you, sister. Been praying for you. Even a text message. That's the beat of the drum. That they might rise and be awakened. Can change the destiny, the future for others. Let's have the worship team return this morning. Can you hear the drum beating? You might have needed to hear the drum beating today. Let it awaken you. Do you see a place on the battlefield that needs you to show up playing a drum? I want to encourage you this morning, don't wait for another drummer. You go. Maybe you look at your home and you know that your home needs the sound of the drum. Father, you're going to pick it up. Maybe it's been a long time since the beat of the homeland is echoed in your house. You see a place in this city that needs to hear the beat of the drum? Don't wait for somebody else. Take up the drum. If you're here this morning and you're fighting in the highlands of affliction, as Charles Spurgeon said, the Lord gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction. Press on. Rise up. God is for you, not against you. He's with you. The battle is the Lord's. You're a soldier of the cross. You're a soldier of the lion. You're a soldier of the crown. You're a soldier of Christ. Let courage rise up. Bravery rise up. I don't know what you're facing this morning, but the Lord does. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've got that Holy Spirit, the power of God. Your prayers are effective. Your worship is powerful. You know, if our eyes could be open to see what's happening even in this place and in the heavenlies, as we praise our God and as we lift him up, man, we'd praise more. If we could see the effect of the prayers of this house, we'd pray more. Sometimes because we don't see it, we don't press on. We don't take it further. Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. We are the soldiers of the lion. We're the army of the light. The unstoppable battalion that drives away the night. The lion is our standard, and we know we cannot die because the mighty name of Jesus is our sovereign battle cry. Let's stand this morning. Just going to open the altar. Maybe you're here this morning, you needed to hear the beat of the drum. I know the Holy Spirit's working on hearts. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, don't leave this place without the assurance of everlasting life, relationship with your Lord and your King. You might not know He's Lord, but He is. Perhaps you've never acknowledged it. He's Savior, but He is. I'm just going to sing this out. If you need prayer this morning, would you just come? The team would pray with you, stand with you. And for all of us, let's commit today. So I'm going to take up a drum that others might rise and be awakened. And press on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.